Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
It's a Friday night. Another KM to AM. And I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. The Nets won. Like, that was a fun game to watch. And don't look now, but your Brooklyn Nets have won two of their last three. They should have won the last three in a row. They got a good coach. It's a new team. Some young players, some veterans. Some guys that have been in Brooklyn for a while, they're starting to come together. They're starting to come together. And it's rare that we ever talk Nets on the Fan, but I know I can do that right now. I can do that tonight. Freshly about to hit 10:30, coming off the Brooklyn Nets post-game show. Shout out to Capper and Bob Uessler and the whole production. Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets. 888-808-1019. If you are a Brooklyn Nets fan that's just been waiting for your time. Now, I know there hasn't been a lot to sing about. I know there hasn't been much to cheer about. And I myself, as a Nets fan, have told you, just lay low. Just chill. Just keep it quiet. Like, we understand what's going on right now. But I asked the Nets fan, are you a tanker? Are you full-on tank, lose all the games where you can't enjoy a win like that? Or are you a Nets fan that it's in your blood to hate the Boston Celtics? Right? So going up to TD Garden, the fake garden, and smacking them, you always find joy in that. I like that, especially coming off of a couple nights ago. You know, I said on my show a couple nights ago, I was getting dressed to come in here, and I had my blue, you know, the Cause City Edition Nets hoodie. And I was dressed to come in, and I'm watching a game, and they blew the game. And I go back into the master bedroom. I change my... Oh, I can't even rep them. But then last night I said, whatever, to hell with it. They're not playing, and I want to wear my Nets gear. I got a lot of nice Nets gear, and I am a Nets fan. And I don't have to be so quiet about it. I don't have a football team. So I wore my nice throwback Brooklyn Nets warm-up with the baby blue sleeves. You know, a few years back, I think, what was it, 2022, where they did the New Jersey Nets. They honored the New Jersey Nets, but they also mashed it together with Brooklyn in the logo. So I rocked that in here, and we put a bunch of videos out. Shout out to our digital team today, where I'm wearing the Brooklyn Nets, and I felt good going into the game tonight. And so, yeah, I said they go up there and they pull the upset over the Boston Celtics. They got their lick back because they lost that game the other night. I felt like they had that one. And, you know, that's one thing I actually don't mind about these NBA Cup games, as this is a win in the NBA Cup group stage. You know, you play these like home and home games where you face the same opponent. So, you know, I mentioned they have a good coach, film study, and whatever Jordy Fernandez was telling them between last game and this game, it worked. Shoot the rock. pass the rock. Everybody come through. Everybody get down. You obviously know who's going to lead the way. MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. The guy's said a lot in the offseason. His quotes are still all across memes and posts on the internet. It's okay. He's a bucket. That's what he's here for, to score the rock. He said so himself. That's his eighth game in a row with at least 21 points. And he had to play closer late. He hit the dagger late, and you love to have a guy like that who has a NBA Finals ring, who has a ton of experience, that knows what to do in those type of situations. Me. It's me. Give me the rock. This one's in the books. He plays 38 minutes. He also had 8 rebounds and helped the Nets with 2 assists. Now, Nick Claxton, as I speak about guys that have been here for a little while, you know, Nick Claxton tonight showed, hey, I can make plays. He was another guy that was close to having almost 20 points. Him and Noah Clowney. I always look at Noah Clowney and Nick Claxton. If you think back to a few years ago when Nick Claxton had, you know, the Goldilocks, and now Noah Clowney does, they have, you know, it's like they switched hairstyles. And Nick is growing his flow back. But shout out to Nick Claxton tonight. His first career triple-double. Goes out there tonight and has 18 points, shared the ball well, 12 assists, 11 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 7 of 13 field goals, shooting 53%, and over 50% from the free throw line. Cool. Cool by me, man. Noah Clowney, a tough 19. Terrence Mann in there doing what he's got to do. Another veteran that I'm talking about is here this year. It's a new team, a new nucleus. He put up a triple six, 6 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. And it's not Igor Denim, Yegor Demon. The young guy, the first round pick, well, they're all first round picks, but the first round pick of your Brooklyn Nets, he's coming along, man. You know, I was critical of the pick because I did feel like they reached for him. I was critical of the pick because, you know, what they said about him. But you know what I said? Nobody knows what anybody is going to be when they're picked on draft night. Teams miss a lot. And that's another thing about the whole tanking thing. That ball can bounce any kind of way. The Dallas Mavericks can end up with Cooper Flagg. I'm not so big on tanking in the NBA. In the NFL, I get it. You tank, you can get Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jackson Dart. And trust, we'll get to the Jackson Dart conversation and the Giants. It's a football Friday in a minute. But this is rare. I'm like, I'm in here wearing my Nets gear. The Nets get a good win. They left no doubt. The young guys do what they got to do. How about Drake Powell talking about young guys? That's another guy. I think the future is bright with Yegor Jemin and Drake Powell. Those two guys are two guys. Drake Powell on both sides of the floor. He has 9 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds. He's come along. He's had some moments early on in the season. Tyrese Martin off the bench. Like, we get it. The Brooklyn Nets, it's quiet for them. Nobody's expecting anything from them, but that's cool. They've accepted that identity, and they're working on their craft, and they're getting coached up, and their coach is coaching hard. And, you know, on a night like this, the Boston Celtics, where, you know, they don't really have the team that they used to have at all. Jaylen Brown is pretty much all they have. He gets into early foul trouble. You got them right where you want them. Their fans were leaving the building early, and you got to love that if you're a Nets fan. You got to think back to all the years going up there and different iterations of this Nets team. To go up there and beat the Boston Celtics, it's always a good one. It's always solid to see them go up there and get a win. So 888-808-1019 as Brooklyn defeats Boston 113-105, the rare time of Friday night after 10:30 on the Fan. Are the Nets still in the league? Hell yeah, they're still in the league. And just wait, be patient. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. But those picks will come through, and we'll see where that ball bounces this year and where they end up. But I took the over. The over was, the over-under was 19.5. I think they can get 20 wins. I don't care. Like, let's see where they end up. There was a point in the season last year where Nets fans went from tanking to play-in, and, like, you just don't want to be miserable watching these games. And shout out to the Net fans that are diehard Net fans. I'm not diehard like that. You die hard too much, you're dead. But there are diehard Net fans that are hearing the sound of my voice that have watched all of these games through the years, the disappointment, the different teams, the different coaches. And so now we're starting to see, a month into the season, this group come together. This group start to gel. This group start to know their roles and find their identities. And it's fun because there's young guys, there's veterans, there's some guys that you know that have been here, like De'Ron Sharp, Nick Claxton, and then even seeing the growth of guys like Noah Clowney, Zaire Williams, Tyrese Martin. That's pretty much where we are with your Brooklyn Nets. That was the first time that they have beat the Celtics since March 3rd of 2023. So I'll take it. And now you get ready to face the Raptors, and then you get to face the Knicks, and you got a little bit of confidence, so you go compete, right? And when you look at the Eastern Conference, the Raptors are 11-5, the number two team in the East, and the Knicks are 9-5, the number four team in the East. Another road win for the Nets. That's the one thing the Nets can hold over the Knicks. I know the Knicks just got their first road win, but the Nets, funny enough, the Nets have gotten all three of their wins on the road, so... 888-808-1019 for any New Jersey to Brooklyn Nets fans that want to chime in and talk about the future of the team, talk about the game tonight. Are you a tanker, or are you just trying to see them hit the over, or do you not really care and understand where they are in this whole process of a rebuild and understanding that you know, this whole thing got blown up a couple years ago and we're still kind of picking up the wreckage? Now, I mentioned Jackson Dart. We'll go there. It's a football Friday on the Fan. I cannot wait to talk about these games. It's already week 12. And I know we all say that, especially as radio hosts, it's because we cover the games and we cover the, you know, different sports, and it's just so quick. Really, it was since they started Thursday Night Football. It's so quick that the weeks roll over Monday to Thursday. You get 2 days between. You get Tuesday and Wednesday of a break from the NFL, and we don't want a break from the NFL. I was reading last night how the international games are drawing more eyes than ever. The NFL is king.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Even though the officiating is bogus, we all just accept it. They need to fix that. But here we go in week 12, and just as soon as you think Jackson Dart, they slowed it down. He's not coming back. Not this week. Now, honestly, I think it's a smart move. It's not a smart move. It is a medical thing. Let's get that straightened out first, because I know there's going to be calls tonight. Oh, Keith, you think it's a coach's decision? Oh, Keith, you think John Mara did this? No, they're following the doctors. The doctor's instructions and the concussion protocol, and they're not competing for anything. There's no need to put him in harm's way, and I really do feel like you'd be putting him in harm's way against the Detroit Lions in their building. And with some of the dogs that they have on that defense. Now, do I think it would be good experience for Jackson Dart to go up there to Ford Field and face one of the better teams in the NFL? I know their record is a little different this year than it's been in past years, but they're still pretty good. Like, they've got good players and good experience and a good head coach. Do I think that would be good for Jackson Dart? Of course. But do I also understand that, like, hey, he could go up there and get hit again, concussed again. Then it could be a wrap. It could be the end of the season. And that you know, you got to make sure he's all the way good and slow play this. And I think that's what they're doing here. 888-808-1019. I think the doctors probably saw something. I don't know how the concussion protocol goes now. I remember when I was in college, there was like this computer, not game, but you would sit at the computer and it would test like your cognitive functions. And it would show you like spots, like it'll show you different colors and you got to like remember where the colors were, the different words and numbers and things. Just like test your brain function. I'm sure it's way more advanced now. I went to college 15, 20 years ago. 888-808-1019. Giants fans, are you excited for another week of Giants football? Are you on the tankathon.com website thinking about who you're going to pick? A linebacker, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman? Tank. Yeah, you know, you should lose out. And I don't think that you have any chance of beating Jared Goff and Sonic and Knuckles and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. Like, I don't think you're going into Ford Field with Jameson Williams, who I love. How can you not love that guy? I don't think you're going in there and getting a win, but you should be able to compete. You were able to compete in your building against the Packers. You should be able to compete. And who knows how that ball is going to bounce. It's a little deflating not having Jackson Dart, because that would have been the thing. Like, hey, we're going to watch this kid come back from concussion protocol. We're going to watch this kid come back and play his first game without Brian Daboll. Let's see how he responds. But I think they're going to have him back to face Drake May for Monday Night Football on December 1st. Right? He should be good to go by then. And I also had the thought that I remember sharing with you guys about his injuries. Not just a concussion. He lost a tooth. He had a hamstring injury. He had an ankle injury. Like, they're making sure he's all the way ready to go. And then also that bye week comes into play. Maybe he doesn't return until after the bye. Maybe Jameis gets these three games and he comes back after the bye. I would bring him back sooner. Like, I would want him to face a team like the Patriots, especially, like, I'd want the world to see him on Monday Night Football. I'd want Peyton and Eli to be talking about Jackson Dart on Monday Night Football. But if you hold him out until the bye, you have the Commanders. You could beat the Commanders. You got the Vikings. You could beat the Vikings. Both of those games are at home at 1 o'clock. The Giants care about their building. I say that a lot. They care about their fans. They care about their home games. They care about the vibe, the look, the feel in that building. And then, if you've got the bread, Viva Las Vegas. If I was a Giants fan, I'd have that trip booked. Some of you are going out there to Detroit. Much rather go to Vegas than Detroit. Never been to either one. But yeah, Giants versus Raiders in Vegas can definitely beat the Raiders. Could you imagine Dart coming back if he misses the Patriots game, but then he comes back after the bye and rips off three straight wins? Some Giants fans are going to be like, what are you doing? Now we don't have a top five pick. 888-808-1019. We will talk about Abdul Carter. We'll talk about Brian Burns sack total. We'll talk about what we expect to see game two out of Isaiah Hodgins, what we expect to see out of the running back tandem. And, you know, we'll talk some Giants football. Of course, we're going to talk about the Jets as well, going down to Baltimore, Maryland. Of course, we're going to talk about the entire league, some good games this week. And, you know, we're getting late in the season where, you know, the In the Hunt graphic shows up and we're starting to think about the playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, playoffs. Keith McPherson on the fan. I know there were non-tenders and tenders and chicken tenders and nuggets and everything else in between. Later in the night, we will get to the Mets and the Yankees. And, of course, we'll talk about the hot stove. And then I will find everything else that I can find, from the new head coach of the New York Liberty to Brandon Ayuk to anything else mixed in between in the sports world. Please join us. 888-808-1019. If you would like to join the YouTube chat, we are live on YouTube. We are at 92,400 subscribers. Can we get another 100 in there tonight? Can we get to 92.5? Shout out to everybody in the chat. I'm waving to the camera. You see me? Hi. During the break, I'll type to you in the chat. So let's take this break, and we'll be right back. When I left, I heard Big Mac show, and I was talking to Fleegs, and Fleegs got a call during my show. Someone called and said, we talk too much New York sports. I'm like, that was a first. That was actually a first. I was like, you're missing the whole point of this thing. So, I don't know. I'll lock in on what's going on in Philly and Boston. I guess. In Boston, they're like, what's up with the Celtics? They just lost to the Brooklyn Nets. We're terrible. But yeah, we're talking football. Up in Boston, I'm sure they're only talking about Drake May and the Patriots. Here, you know, we're looking at two teams that are playing their backup quarterbacks this week. We're looking at two teams that this late in the season, you know, they don't have many wins. There's just nothing good to really report. It's like when you get this late in the season, we're approaching Thanksgiving, bro. Black Friday is in a week. Why? Why is it always miserable like this? Why is it always just like ass? Like both sides are not good. Like can one side be good? Can both sides be good? That's something I've been leaning into. Like I've been here for 4 years. My first show, Jason Garrett got fired, right? And then Joe Judge would follow not long after that. I was here through the whole Rob Saleh era and then Aaron Rodgers. I've been here for the whole Joe Shane, Brian Daboll era. And it's like, it's always bad. Even when it gets a little good, like the Giants making the playoffs that year, like that was fool's gold. That was a setback. That was, you know, not the best thing for a first-time coach and GM. It kind of set them up for failure. I think they thought they had more than they did. They had to make some moves. But anyway, there is some light at the end of the tunnel because, you know, you do have Jackson Dart. You found who you believe is the franchise quarterback. No rush to bring him back, man. Yes, I do believe he needs to continue to develop. The only way to get good at quarterback is to play quarterback. Football in general, you need reps and high-speed reps at the highest level of competition. But Dart has already shown you it doesn't matter if it's the Broncos or the Eagles or whoever. He's ready to play. And you have Cam Scataboo. Cam Scataboo coming back at some point next year. Malik Nabers coming back at some point next year. Cam Scataboo, he's doing live streams. He's with Neon. You know, that nerd with the terrible haircut and the glasses, Neon, go look him up. He's got a huge audience. And, you know, he was on the live stream. And he said, you know, this year's not going so well, but next year's going to be pretty insane. I'm going to say we're going to go 12-5 regular season and then playoffs, obviously. What if he's right? You know, I think the way for him to be right is for the Giants to find a coach. And one coach is coming off the board. A lot of people threw out Lane Kiffin's name. Obviously, his tie to Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart coming out of Ole Miss. Well, the report on BR College Football, LSU is finalizing a deal near $90-plus million to offer Lane Kiffin. That's crazy how much these college coaches are making, bro. What? That's why they're talking about the NIL and what these kids make. These college coaches, they've been making bread off these kids' backs forever. He's going to get $25 million in annual roster cash. And, yeah, there, you know, I think his daughter dates a linebacker from LSU, and I'm guessing she goes to LSU. And, you know, he's going to go from Ole Miss to LSU, and you can take him off the board. Who is going to coach the Giants? Giants calls are starting to come in off of a little bit of open I did. Nobody wants to talk about the Brooklyn Nets. I guess they got to beat the Knicks. When they play the Knicks on Monday, they got to beat the Knicks to get any respect around here. Scott is in Shelton, Connecticut, first up on the Fan. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, Keith? I enjoy your show. I listen and respect your opinion tremendously because you're a Yankee and a Cowboys fan like myself. The reason I called in because you were talking about Jackson Dart and concussions. In Connecticut here, I'm a high school baseball coach, and we have what is called an impact test where the student athlete takes a test on the computer and there's a baseline reading for them. So then if they ever have a head injury, they go back, they take the test again, and they compare it to that baseline so they can see how severe the concussion is. So that's, it's called smart. An impact test.
Yeah, that's smart. You have everybody do that, I guess, preseason when everybody's good, and then you have a basis for when they're not good and if they can return to play. I mean, there's not as many concussions in baseball, but we know that, you know, there's baseballs and bats
football,
flying around.
Yeah. Football, field hockey for girls. They don't even wear helmets. You got a lot in lacrosse.
Okay, so they make everybody take it. Good.
Yep. Every single high school athlete in Connecticut takes this impact test, and they have a baseline. So then when they assume there is a head injury, they go back and they compare it to what that original result was. So then they could they could feel whether that person is capable of going back into games. And they have a whole protocol where they have to sit out a week, they have to sit out 2 weeks, they have to sit out two games, three games, etc. So yeah. It's called an impact test. So I think it's one of the greatest things that we never had when we were younger when we played sports.
Right, right. Even like I said, when I was in school, I don't remember it being that. And if that's what they have in high school, imagine what they have at the NFL level. Imagine the type of testing that they have for Jackson Dart to go through.
Correct. And even with us being Cowboy fans, imagine if Troy Aikman ever had something like that, because he had suffered from so many concussions.
Oh, yeah.
And head being scrambled.
Yeah, and played through them. He's told stories about playing with concussions, and it was different back then because you had to be tough. You had to just tough it out and you know, keep going, drink some water, shake it off.
I assume you watched the Netflix special on the Cowboys?
I did.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was great.
Growing up during
but also
that
sad.
Time period.
It was also sad. I grew up on the end of, you know, the Cowboys in the 90s. That's when I was a wee little lad and jumped on the bandwagon. And, yeah, it's been 30 years of not being able to get back to the NFC Championship. I got a break, but
well,
you had something on the Yankees, Scott? You had something on the Yankees?
Yeah, I was gonna say there's all this talk about Corey Seager the last few days about maybe trading some of their farm system for the shortstop and him being 31, 32 years old. Cody Bellinger is only a year younger. So if you're going to give Cody Bellinger, you know, a 6-7 year deal, and everybody's saying, oh, you can't do that to get Corey Seager, and, you know, that's too much money. What's really the big difference? It's 1 year difference
I'll tell you,
between the two of them.
I tell you, and you just set me up perfectly. Thanks for the call, Scott. The big difference is the Yankees believe in Anthony Volpe more than they believe in Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. They believe in the shortstop that they have, the young prospect, the can't-miss prospect that was put in the spot, than they do with the other prospects, the Martian, Spencer Jones coming out of Vanderbilt, the left-handed Judge, Jason Dominguez out of this world. Like, they believe in the young shortstop that they have, and they're not giving up on that young shortstop that they have, more so than they believe in the two outfield prospects that they have that they're not even giving a chance. Worst case scenario, those two duke it out for a chance. Cashman told you that last night. I did that when I opened up last night. Like, if you read between the lines and you listen to what Brian Cashman had to say, he's saying, we're trying to go get Belly. We had two vacancies in the outfield. Neither one were we expecting to fill with Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. So the difference in bringing in Corey Seager and taking on all that money, and Corey Seager being up there in age a little bit and also being very injury prone, is that they have Anthony Volpe, and I'm telling you, when Volpe is healthy and he's back, he's going to get an opportunity to redeem himself and take his job. But they do not feel as strongly about Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones. If you ask me, I don't think they believe either one of them is an everyday player on a championship-caliber team. Marco's in here. We got to hit you with the update. It's already 11 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay tuned and listen to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.